The right stuff. That's what we're looking for. The right stuff. So,
just the halacha halacha.
Halacha hey parakeis. Top vav amud beis at the bottom. Actually, so this is really that top line. Haroeh yerek b'keren. Somebody is working in a keren and he says, "Kishagia lo alakteno." Ooh, when I get up to that spot, I'm going to rip out that yerek here. Mutar. That's not considered to be mekayim the yerek b'ratzon. It's not that you're arbitrarily pushing off getting there. You're in the middle of your work, and therefore, you're when you'll get there, you'll get to it. So at that point, even if it keeps growing, it's not osur askelayim. And this is because it says hamleya et hazera asher tizra pen tugdash hamleya. In other words, what it is that it becomes kodesh, so to speak, osur, is only that zera that you're zoreya. So we know that that doesn't mean literally zoreya, but that you desire to be mekuyam. Over here, you're committed to being okay, except you can't do that right now. So that's not an arbitrary decision that I'd like it to be mekuyam until. It's not that, well, let me go get a pizza, and I like it to be mekuyam until I finish my pizza. It's that I'm on my way to pick it up. If you're sitting there next to it, you say, well, when I come back from buying my pizza, I'll take it out. Then the most pizza of the time is in the middle. It had grown an additional 1 out of 200, then it's also. This is a shear always of kilayim in terms of being mabakal kilayim. It also is a shear of kilayim in order to create kilayim in the first place.
So the whole world becomes kilayim.
The shear that we spoke about. Yeah. Rabbi Yossi bar China na Amar, the po'il shanu. What we're talking about over here is somebody who is working. So he's not going to stop what he's doing immediately to go and be okay with the line now. When he says, when I get there, I'll get there. But the balabayit, if the balabayit is going to say this, then of course he is a pizza parlor guy, if that's the case. I mean, why doesn't he walk over there and take it out? Obviously, I mean, a balabayit shu asek b'malachto is the same as a paul, but only mean a balabayit, that stam is just too lazy to go and take care of it. That's considered to be its their bird, so no, because it supports his laziness.
If a balabayit toil is working in the field, isn't it clear that he's not, even if he doesn't want to have climb in the field, because he knows that he's going to want to remove, right?
So why doesn't he remove it? Again, unless in a position where he can't work, and then obviously it depends a little bit on the context. That's what we're saying. If the balabayit is us, and then we're fine, and he's a poel. And we don't really mean to distinguish between a balabayit and a poel. We just mean, if the issue over here is, well, I'm too lazy, I'd rather eat my pizza and then worry about it, then meanwhile you say, okay, so let it be your meanwhile. That let it be your meanwhile is enough to make it client if it grows to the upper beam of time meanwhile. Balabai Chikiyemi Rakot Sadeh Bakaran, Asurim Ben Lo Ben Lacher. So as a Torah Chikiyemi Rakot Sadeh Bakaran, Asur Lo Umutar Lacholadam. So if the Balabai decides that he wants it there, so then it's also for everybody. But if the Poel doesn't rip it out, then it's only also to him. Huh? Kasha, I don't understand. He must be low, yes, Asur Lacholadam, Umutar Lacholadam, Yeh Mutar Lo. I mean, whoever heard of personal Kilayim? Ah, because we're going like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds, like Rabbi Shimon, the Yomer in Adam Magdish Davar Sheino Shalal. You cannot create Yisurim on somebody else's thing. So there, we're going to say that it's mutter for everybody else because you can't answer it on everybody else. But Rabbi Shimon is moda that Alpha Kav Rabbi Shimon Yomer in Adam Magdish Davar Sheino Shalal. He's motive that for himself, it certainly is talking about Isser. It's only the God of others that he can't alter it. This is a very weird her husband was some small guy. Obviously, something is wrong with this Yersa. The correct Yersa is take out that hay and put the first two words together, and it's bishet, maktan achad, acher, I should say. When somebody else picked it, in other words, when do we say it's mutar l'chol adam? When the same pearl who left it wasn't the one who picked it. But if it was the pearl himself who ended up taking it for himself, then in fact, it's now clear that it was his, and in that case, it would certainly be also for everybody.
Like a typo that got into the
Gemara? Into the Gemara, yeah. Rishonim is full of these things.
So it must have been written down properly somewhere, and then the next generation
just kept
that point
of view,
but the mechanics of how?
Yeah, a copy, a silver, made a mistake, and then from that point on, it's something. Let me just finish this. There's another possible approach to this. One approach is what I said, that it turns out to be the poel. The other approach is that if the poel is given the right to be located, then that means that he's acting in the rule of the balabayas only. And in that case, he becomes now the equivalent of the balabayas, because if the das of the balabayas is to follow the poel, and therefore even Rabbi Shimon would be motivated to also the poel adam. In this case, yeah, what do you think?
When Rabbi Shem says this, ain't other Masa Kalashem, is that specific to Kalayim that the statement is made, or is it the same statement that was used all over the Shas about not being Masa Kalashem, you know, like going
animal? No, you mean in the Russian of the Hagdish is only for Kalayim because we use 10 to Gdash.
Oh, not being Masa Kalashem also?
Yes, of course, but it just is using the same lotion, but it's the same idea. They know the most of it. It's not limited to Kalayim. So if I Kalayim, we're not talking about Easter, we're talking about Hegdish.
We don't say that about Kalayim, same as the Masha.
Of course we do, but that's because it's not, that's a different issue. It's because you can create the Halos of Kodesh.
That's the one thing.
When
Rabbi Shimon says
this,
is it the same thing?
It's the same thing as they know the most of it. In that case, if it had been Moshe Spontaneo, it would be also if he now shows that he was the owner in the sense that he could be malachitim. Now, Devei Rav Yonai gave us an example of how we would know this. They took a Yaravuz, which was a vegetable, and Ketzel Bodek, what did he do? The Bibi Shemir B'chanina said, he was Lokeach Echad, Huminia. To take out that echad, according to Moshe, so the Rambam says it simply means he picked one, left it there until it withered, then saw the time that it would take for it to wither, and now extrapolated that would be the time for it that it would take to grow the equivalent amount in the field.
Okay.
Yeah. So Moshe Zepokate Zemosif. What the one that you picked is going to lose, the one that is connected to the field will gain. So it's hydration and dehydration will work essentially at the same speed.
Is that a
quality or each?
It's quality. No, what do you mean? Each vegetable, but it's its own shape. Yeah. Yes, you'd have to actually do an experiment to see what it
is.
Right. It's interesting. There's a machlokas. The Rambam says you have to do the entire thing and then prorate. But others say when you have the entire thing, weigh it. When it loses 1/200 of its weight, so then you know that's the shear that it takes.
We had, I don't have the time, but we had an experiment. The fellow at Rokea was he's at London. He was, he took an experiment and he put some water and put sugar into it, drop by drop, and he had the people taste. They could recognize that it was sweet at 1/60. And he actually tried out, he loaded up.
This is an article, you think? Or
yeah,
that you saw, or you saw that?
No, I know the man. But it actually
Okay. Try that again.
Halacha
what? Perek Hamishi. Haya over the kerem v'naflu mimenu zra'im. Now let's say a guy's walking through a kerem and some vegetable seeds fall from him without his having any intent for that. Or shiyatsuim azvalim, or for that matter, there were seeds mixed up in some of the fertilizer he was spreading. Or there were seeds that got into the water of the kerem that he was walking around watering the kerem with. Or he's in an adjacent field and he's planting and the wind comes and blows the seeds that he's throwing into the wind behind him, and then behind him it gets into the kerem. So in all of those cases, this is not considered to be, it's mutter, it's not considered to be an act of planting a lion. These are basically accidents.
Mutter,
is it a lion? No. Because then it becomes tizra, because your rut is rakia. See, I saw a rut with a mouth, however, if the wind blows it as he's walking in front of him and he sees the field now being, the karen now being planted with the seeds that he had intended to plant elsewhere. So then he has to act upon it, and Rabbi Akiva says, so what, in other words, what grew is going to be offer now, and you're no longer dependent on the, such as if you did the act, it's only dependent on the time. So, ima saviv yupa, ima aviv yinapeh, ima avi adagan yidalek. So if we're talking about germinated seeds, okay, plow them under. Once you plow them under, you ruin them. If you're talking about tua that's aviv, it's unripe, but it's already, in other words, you can already see the kernel, you're not safe. Plus the kernel.
You don't have to
rip it. Oh, you remove the rest of it, will be mutter. If it's already dug on, then cut it, burn it down. Now, what this means, we'll see in the Gemara, the Machlokes, as to what these distinctions are. It's talking about Avim, when it says that the Ruach blew it, you were standing in your Stelavan, in your Tua field that was next door, and now the wind blew it into the Seachera. Says Rabbi Zahira, well, what would be the, I mean, when you're saying he was standing in his Stelavan, I mean, Ma'at Amret Ba'omed, you're talking about Dafi, you're saying Ba'omed the Stelavan, is that what you're saying? Aval, in other words, omeid, but not omeid in the other one. Oh, afilu omeid, but it's the opposite. This is the ultimate Yerushalmi lesson. Mm-hmm. You understand the first omeid being stelavan, the second omeid you understand being in the state of Karen. Mm-hmm. Right? So in other words, so the stelavan you're talking, but if you had been in the state of Karen, so then even if it would have gone backwards, if you didn't notice it and so on, you wouldn't need to be mekayim it, and it would be usher. Oh, I feel omeid, meaning even it may be the case of these omeid, and it was siarto lifanav. So in other words, in that case you're telling me it's asur, but la'achorav will be mutter in all cases, because you consider it to be, you would say, an omeid, essentially. So, in temar ba'omeid b'lavan, abistay kerem lo, and in temar afilu ba'omeid, so then ahi hada would be exactly the same thing. You were just sort of giving us an example, but you didn't mean necessarily. So he has to be in the Stelavan. Nashmina min hada. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda omer mishum Reb Shimon. Hazoreha v'siharato aruch l'achorav mutar mipnei shu ones. If the wind took it behind him, it's okay because he's an ones. It wasn't considered to be that he planted. It's namanan kayamit. Im omeid the state karam. What? He intended to see the state karam in front of him. And the ruach blew it behind him. So the guy is bombing, going out to plant kilai. So you're saying that it's mutter? Oh, there are they rav, I don't know, mutter? He went to plant kilai. What's the difference whether it went behind him or in front of him? Elok, yitnan kayamin, bomit the state lavan, the siyatar of the state karam. Obviously, we're taking for granted doctor that he's standing in state lavan. If it's only the karam, he shouldn't have been having the seeds here at all. Then it would be also afilu l'achorav. So the Zira and Reb Shimon ben Lakish b'shem Reb Oshia explain the Mishnah like this: Ima savim yupach. What does that mean? That means that hakol mutar. The reason that you can plow it under is because it isn't usher yet, since it hasn't now germinated. I mean, it hasn't gotten to the it hasn't given any dargans. There's no dargans. It's still mutter, and therefore just plow it under so it shouldn't become usher. You're not really worried about getting rid of Israel over here. Im aviv minapet, that's because the kashin, the straw, is still mutter. It's only the dagan that became usher, and therefore minapet means get rid of the dagan. But you can still leave the kash. And via dagan tidalek, that's because at that point I call usher, once it's already fully grown, the entire plant becomes usher. So this is a whole new way of looking at it, and we're not talking about it. It's not a practical consideration. It's a halakhic consideration about at what point the kelayim becomes usher. So germination of the plant itself does not become usher as kelayim. The appearance, the initial appearances of grain, but immature grain is only the grain is usher. The plant is not viewed yet as a plant of wheat. and we separate between the kasha and the banana. Wait, it's mature, then it's all one plant, and then it's going to be collapsed, the whole thing.
Well, I thought, what's the difference between Avi and Dagan?
Isn't that Dagan is mature. And the real Dagan and the real
is not mature.
Right. I mean, I think it's just like you can see the you could see the formation of the pods.
Yeah.
So you get rid of the pods, and that's okay.
Oh,
so you can still leave, break off the right.
Okay.
Yeah, it could be even yeah, before right. that, but I'll just clear big one here.
Because when the
aviv,
you already have the
tunnel. Uh-huh. So that's how Rishwar Rishwar learns. He opens and says, "No, come on, then, please." It makes absolutely no difference. The plant is also akolasur. Yes. Mao, how did it come in? You know, you passing on even a page, and here they're going to be like, you know what the Mishnah means? All it means is the same way that we say the fairish. He is a mean, like we say in Arabic. How our love to a karen, the shadarka be sareif, be sareif, the shadarka be kaver, be kaver. The Mishnah is going through the various things. How are you supposed to get rid of various shriyama? So no, it's a din. It's a din. Those things, where's the derech of the face of solid, and the derech therefore would be to burn it, then you should burn it. Because that's the primary way of getting your surrounding. Like it's a liquid, it's wine. Obviously you can't burn it. So then you should be covered. It's exactly covered. You come there. Then here it's telling us, what is the derech? That's all. What's the derech to get rid of germinated plants? So you plow it under. You plow it under, you ruin it.
That's how you
destroy it. That's all it's talking about. This is how you destroy the plant. Yaakov Ari to be shamed of Shimon ben Lakish. He says, no. Rish Lakish went very far on this din in terms of saying that there were stages. And he said, you can even have a stage where the straw is mutter and the dagon is usher, and you can have a stage where the kash is usher and the dagon is mutter. How is that? Wow, that's strange. Hey, Chavira, how do you get that? I'll tell you how you get it. Because remember, according to me, it's various stages over here, right? So the case is very simple. Let's say that you were Zara over here, behetet first, and then Sichet Agabam. So let's say you're marking correctly, you keep your four amis or your six tefachim, depending on what you're talking about, a gefen, a kini, and so on. Then you move the vine in such a way that the leaves and the grapes come over the plant, right? So we said before, in other words, you're covering the plant with the grapes, and that creates now a gefen over there. So over there, what we have is the kashim initially grew the hefer because there was nothing over it. But the dagan afterwards grew after you had already put up the grapes there.
The stalk.
And so in that case, you could have initially that the dagan now becomes also. You could also have the inverse case. You have zara the iser and then havir the kach. Yeah, initially you planted it underneath the leaves, so there's also now you move the leaves away, leaving the grapevine, but the grapevine is 4 amas away, so you no longer have kalines. In the middle, you stop having kalines. So now what initially grew, which was the kash, is up there, but the dogon is up there. Rebbe
Zeir. Once the plant becomes
kalines. No, that's what we're talking about. Rebbe Zeir, a boy. Rebbe Zeir says, now wait a second. The first case I get, and as the kashin being mutter, and then the dagan becoming usher, okay, that makes sense to me. But how the heck do you have a case with the kashin or usher, and the dagan is mutter? As Rabbi Yaakov points out, once it was God, I'll be told, Isser, Vat Amr Adagan mutter, the plant was usher. Once the plant is usher, how can the dagan be mutter? It grew from an usher plant. Now, the truth is, this is a machlokes, and this is Rabbi Zeir Lishitase. Rabbi Zeir Akedate, this is a beloved Rabbi Zeir Lishitase, Gamma Rabbi Zeir, Bashem Rabbi Yonatan. If you have a batsal, shokloyakar, you now take the batsal out of the ground, move it out of the vineyard, and replant it somewhere else. And now it keeps growing. And now it's 100 times bigger than it was, 1,000 times bigger than it was. It's grown now for years. The whole thing is usher. Afilu motiv kama is going to be also. In gedule yisr, malinessa yisr. Something that was once also in the growth from it is yisr. You can't, there's no such thing as being motiv 200 times as much not to be mavato, the initial amount. And so therefore, Rabbi Zira, she talks about, in Akinami, which is where the first book is. And he would say, once the conscious is also, the plant is also, anything that grows, no matter how much more it is, it's certainly going to remain also. Halacha Zion. And the Kayim Kotsim Bekarim. This is a, yes. Well, the Kayim Kotsim Bekarim, you know, is a way of referring to, it's another Yiddish, right? Mm-hmm. It's a way of referring to allowing the no goodness to remain in the yeshiva, so to speak. So you're the Kayim Kotsim Bekarim, and call Yisrael. Truth is, we had this whole discussion before about Saudi Arabia using, you know, the difference between the Malin because camels eat the thing. We had talked about Yoni and that Yoni eat the seeds. We said, well, you know, you're not going to import seeds for birth for Yoni, but you will import the cash for the camel. So vice versa. Rabbi Eliezer Amar Kidesh, Chachamim Amarim Lo Kidesh, El Davash Kamal Mekamim. Rabbi Chachamim say nothing becomes Oser unless it's something that in that locale would normally be Mekuyam. Ha'irus, this is what we call in English irises, and Ha'kitus, V'Shoshanat HaMelech, which was a very beautiful Shoshanah that they used, and for that matter, V'Chomine Zira'im, all of these things, which should say enam kilayim bekarim. So any type of decorative plant that you would have is not considered to be kilayim. There's major, major machlokas, and what is the meaning of kol minei zra'im? Does it mean any non-edible plant? Does it mean any non-vegetable, but it's similar to an elon type of growth, which is not included in kolayakam? It's very unclear what the other...
No,
because you can't say that because a cannabis, which is also canvas, is hemp, right? Also has other uses, as I'm told. So Rabbi Tarfon Omer ain't no kilayim, but Rabbi Mimo mean kilayim. You would see that it's not so precious. It's not edible, but if it's a derech people to mekayim it for their use, you know, but so why is it different than the flowers, which is right? Again, this is depends on how you're going to learn, whether it's a question of ain derech benegat
l'mekayim.
No, I think it's smoked, actually.
No.
Unless it's my machine. V'chachamim omrim kilayim. V'chachiris kilayim bekarim. Kinris, it's an interesting thing, kinris means artichokes. In Russian it's very karen, it's very horny. We've got like a... the coach Vidardar Tatsmiatlov is translated as kinnis, which would mean that Adam Rishon was warned that one of these days he's going to end up eating artichokes. And boy, that's really bad. Says the Gemara, from the Rebbe Avu, time of the Rebbe Lazarim, the Rebbe Liazis came to Kanima to the Gemalim Barabia. Why does he hold that the coats are considered to be McDovid at Nimakayim? Because since in Arabia you would be Makayim, it's something that is directly Makayim. Ha'irus, that's what we call Yersia. Kis is what we call Kisusia. Shishanat HaMelech is what we call Crimson. And Hakamim, Va'agim, Va'avered, Va'atadim. Now, these various types of plants, which are maybe beautiful, or they may even be edible for animals, but they're a type of elon. And an elon is not also the carom. Anything that grows on a tree is not a problem in a carom.
A verit is not a rose?
Yes, and that's a tree. A verit is that bush is a tree. It stays from year to year and it continues to grow roses.
How is a rose different than a shoshana?
A shoshana, I think it is a lily.
Oh.
Shoshana, I thought it was a lily. Yeah, it's just a modern usage, I think, of it. So... So in any event, the roses would be no problem anyway, even though you're using them for food. Unless you have, you know, you're making rose for tea and so on and so forth. It doesn't matter because trees, there's more than a fly out there on trees at all. Hashifa va'itin va'gumi, mishakol agadeim be'ether, are considered to be min b'sha'im, and min b'sha'im are kelayim b'kerem. They are kelayim b'kerem, and they're even, it should say, kelayim b'zroyim also. Desha is a type of zera.
So, what's the example of a desha plant in Brooklyn?
Well, we're gonna talk about that.
Did we change the use? This is Zahina.
Yeah, we're changing the use. Or Kilayim, the Karim of Israel. Zatani Reboshia. Every meaning to shut in. Now, one second. Rav Oshia said that Desha, of course, what he was talking about over there was the figure in Brachos. If you're going according to Yudo, say you say Borei Minei Desha'im instead of Borei Minei Borei Kui Adama. Borei Minei says he's machalic between a Desha and a Yerek. So he says they're actually two different things. So according to that Shita, Rav Oshia said that the following plants are considered to be Desha. Kinnis, this is wild, that's the same artichoke, the Chilma, and Dimua, and Ha'atad. You just said that these, that Mitzatad, you said was considered to be a tree. And here you're saying it's a Mindesha, and so if it's a Mindesha, it should have Kalayim on it. No, well, you see, the standard for Desha is very different when you're defining what the Bracha is and what Kalayim is. I mean, Taman Nebracha, the Kana Kalayim, the Indian of the Bracha, as far as Rav Oshia is concerned, is because what is it that you'll take off of the Atad? You're not going to take off actually a real fruit of the Atad. You're going to take off an immature, you know, bud or something. That's what you eat. That's the only thing you have.
What is this?
Usually a thorn bush of some type. No, precise thing. Don't ask me anything to embarrass me about the bottom. Oh, that's who we need. Boy, would I feel different about this. Okay. So there, since what you take off is only what's in Hebrew, the timrot, right? And so the timrot, they're like tiny buds. That's not considered to be the choshed fruit of a tree. So it's actually, you're eating something directly from the ground. In that case, it loses its chashiv and it's considered, it's not a bari kriya. So what it's left with is essentially, it's a type of desha. Marchenkin, by Kilayim, all that we care about is botanically, it's a tree. And as a tree, it's unincluded, in Kilayim. It's really weird. To say it should go down to being Bisha'im because it's not Choshev instead of being at least like a Borei Pri Adama, and it's a Desha. It's like a grass. That's a lot. Is it still recording okay? That's a lot. Now what about Salah? Oh, I'm sorry. Amra Biosi, Hada Amra Etrog, Apophishat Omerla Borepia 8, At Omer Alat Murochlo Boremine de Shaim. According to that, if you could separate between the real plant of a tree and between the tibrot of the tree. The little flower fruit, you know, the bud on top there that falls off with a pit on his button. Okay, so if you're going to eat that, then that's not kosher. You're claiming that that's not called a Boremine de Shaim, even though with those fruit as a whole is a Borei Pri Ha'Eitz. When it comes to Tzalat, Bechamai Omrim, so Bechamai says it's Kiloyim Bekerim U'Bizroim. It's Kiloyim Bekerim and Bizroim, and they tell them in Enikraim Lo Bekerim Lo Bizroim. Tzalat HaKol Modim Shukhaev Varla. It's definitely considered to be a tree, even according to Bechamai, at least beside a Suffolk. He says it's Kiloyim Bekerim, and he only mentions the Suffolk Kiloyim Bekerim. He's not sure, maybe, what it hasn't been. So, the Gabi the Chumar will be marked on it for Allah. Tony Rebbe Finan about Papa. Eshu Olemi Gizo. Look, I mean, the deal over here is something that has a Geza, that is Mikuyam, from year to year, is considered to be an Elon. Something that is Olev from its Shorashim and needs to regrow its Geza is considered a Yeret. Well, wait a second. What about a cruise? A crew by Reu Ole Migiz O. The crew of the Geza doesn't disappear. I never heard of any.
Really an
Abbot.
No,
because
that's
nothing left.
That's
gone. Well, I know crews are certain types of, what do they call them? Squash. Does a squash have a stalk? How many kids have a squash?
I mean,
there's nothing left in the vine?
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right, call your cousin. In any event, it does definitely have a geza, and yet that is the problem. And yet everybody agrees it's a numeric.
Maybe, yes,
if
it does,
it looks like you're
picking it out.
What goes through? It doesn't matter, but if it's same way, but if it's mitzvah, does it last over the winter?
I'm sure it doesn't.
So he said, Kandavadai, Kandasafik, I never told you that this is an absolute. I said, where you're in doubt, is what I said. If something is an eon or a yerek. Obviously, there are some things that have a gez that are still called yerekot. We know that they'll grow on the ground itself. That's definitely considered to be a yerek. But if you're not sure what something is, then this is the way in which you can assume.
Is he referring to the flock as well?
No, obviously not. I mean, it's not.
It has a
gezer. It has a gezer, that's right.
No,
yes, it's
dead.
Okay,
who
is
that? Hmm. And the Shalosh Azim here, my class should be Elon.
Yeah, look, we gotta have a.
Obama.
Hadron Aloch Kerem Shecharav. Hey, Zell, Aris is considered for a flying. What is considered to be an Aris that we've been talking about all along? Someone is Nartea Shurish or Chamesh Tufanim at the edge of the getter. Then, even though normally we would say Kittle, that wouldn't be a Karen, it does have a bit of an art.
All right, what's on the edge?